Hey guys, welcome back to what? To It's Okay Child podcast. Where healing is the best feeling. And as always, I am here to frustrate you guys with happiness. Oh my.
Welcome aboard, I'm the captain. Yeah. Tonight, to my back door. Girl, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Party done, come meet me outside. Ready to go, go jump in the ride. We got unfinished business, so baby, come over. So now, she whisper in my ear, hey. Baby, got me speeding on the motorway. 25 minutes from where I should be. You know, send me, I got there in 15. And we went straight to the bedroom. First floor, so quick, we forgot to lock that door. What happens in here, girl, stays in here, you know. When I kiss and tell, tell me she been waiting all night, so she really feeling my vibe. Tell me so she won't feel alright, 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 alright. You know I need from you tonight. Girl, come over, girl, come over. I know we only met tonight. Girl, come over, girl, come over. You ain't gotta say, I can tell. You ain't really had nothing like this.
Word, if you're new here, welcome. My name is Alexandra and I am the host of this show. And if you are a loyal listener, I have missed you guys so much. Oh Lord, this is so long. I can't even remember the last time we talked. It's been long. But I just have to apologize because it wasn't intentional. Actually, it was kinda intentional because, yeah. But I'm going to explain myself. So, the intentional part is I had exams. Yeah, and you just know how exams occupy like all your time, and I didn't think I will be able to manage recording episodes and handing exams, so I just had to wait till I'm done, then I come back. Well, yes, to be clear, I did finish my exams around January towards the end, but I have been procrastinating. And it's not even healthy, guys. Once you start procrastinating on something, you will not leave until you push yourself. So here I am, guys. And of course, I missed you all like so much. I really do appreciate your love for me, guys, because I think 3/4 of you have been asking me, hey, what? You guys are like, Alex, what happened? You know, why aren't you releasing episodes? I'm sorry, boo. I'm here now and I'm here to stay, guys, and I have so much in store for you. As always, I mean, like, healing is always the best feeling, so how can I not let you experience that best feeling? How? anyway, so today we're doing something different. We're talking about self-love. Yes, I know many of you have different perspectives of self-love, and I captured some of them because I felt like you guys had almost the same notion about it. But there are people, these people I talked to, and they felt like self-love is actually toxic. Wow, there's a difference, guys. There is a difference. Yeah, self-love is actually beautiful. There's nothing toxic about self-love. But I will also talk about toxic self-love in quotes in another episode so that you can understand why they were saying that self-love is actually toxic. Yeah. But as we begin, I have a question for you guys. When someone asks you, who do you love the most? Who comes into your mind? people tell me. Please leave your answers in my what? Yeah, in It's Okay Child podcast DM. Because I really need to hear what you guys have to see. But for most people, they'd say, oh, it's my best friend. Oh, it's my mom. It's my dad. It's my cousin. You know, everyone has that first person that comes into their mind when they are asked, who do you love the most? But my worry is, how come most people never say me, like myself, like you yourself? How come you never say I love myself as the first person? Yeah, I know scripture readings normally talk about how you love your neighbor as you love yourself, meaning you're supposed to like put others before you, but I guess we sort of misinterpreted that. Yeah, like when you put people before you, it doesn't mean you need to forget yourself, you know, because there's no way you will be in a position to help someone else if you are such a mess. You dig what I'm saying? Like, there's no way you can be in a situation you can remove someone from a certain hurdle they are facing if you yourself, you are struggling. You get? Yeah? So, like, that scripture was meant to say, in my opinion, where you love your neighbor as you love yourself, it means the same kind of love you give yourself, you should apply it to your neighbors who are your friends, your family, you know, everyone you interact with, you know. So you see, it like all comes back to you. Like, how do you treat yourself? Because if you don't value yourself, there's no way you'll be able to value other people. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, and if you start forcing yourself to value other people more than yourself, you'll end up feeling empty. And I guess that's where most of us are. We're struggling to understand who we are. We're struggling to understand how to make other people feel better about themselves, because we ourselves don't even know how to, you know, to make ourselves feel better when we're facing different things. So you see, that aspect of how it all starts with you before it goes to someone else. Yeah, okay. So yeah, of course, I have quite a number of people's perspectives on self-love before I give my own. And yeah, let me start sampling them, then I'm sure you will agree with most of them. Okay, so someone, one of them said, to him, self-love is self-worth. Yeah, how you value yourself as a person, you know, because no one can love you more and understand you better except for yourself. You see, so this is where we struggle, because we expect a lot from people, yet we can't do them for ourselves first. So how will you ever be satisfied with yourself if you're always seeking validation from other people? You see, so self-love is more of what worth do you have in yourself upon your eyes? You see, like, other people might see you as worthy in their eyes, but if you don't see yourself as worth, you'll never be able to love yourself. You get? So for him, self-love is self-worthiness, you know. What it's all about, respecting yourself, like what makes you happy. Yeah, if I do this, does it make me happy? If I do this other thing, does it make me happy or not? You know, it's like basically understanding yourself. And I remember he was saying, like, what do you do after a busy day? Yeah, would you go out and go for coffee to relax and, you know, Or would you rather stay at home and take a hot shower as you meditate on how your day has been? That's self-love, yeah? And I remember he was saying, ati, in other words, ni kuambia mwili pole. It's actually true. Like, you're taking care of your body. You're taking care of yourself. That's self-love, yeah? Also, forgiving yourself for the wrongs that you do to people or you do to yourself. That's self-love. That is self-love, yeah? Also, now this is another girl. She was saying to her, self-love is as accepting who she is. It's accepting that parts of herself, accepting the parts of herself that don't need to be there, embracing her flaws, yeah? Like, there's always that part of you you don't like, yeah? Maybe you have attitude problems, maybe you're so nosy, or, you know, it's loving yourself fully, those dark sides of you. That's self-love. Because once you start loving that side of you, you'll start doing something to correct it, to become better. You get what I'm saying, yeah? For her, she believes in having a deep soul searching, yeah? Discovering, you know, because when you start having a deep soul searching, you discover yourself, yeah? You love the real you, and you leave, you see that side of you that other people see that you don't, yeah? You leave it behind, and you love the inner you that you never get to show people. For her, that's self-love, yeah? For her, she believes in taking herself out, buying nice stuff, learning something new. Like, I remember she was telling me how she started doing meditation because she used to struggle with anxiety and realizing what is good for her and what isn't good for her. And when she started doing meditation, it actually made her feel better about herself because she was able to understand what is making her feel a certain way, what is not healthy for her, what is like this and that for her, you know. And she even gave me an example of her mom who for her, self-love is traveling alone and disconnecting from her family, because when she's away from her family, she'll switch off her gadgets and just go relax and have her own me time, you get? Yeah. So for her, it can be traveling. For you, it can be drawing. For you, it can be sorry, poetry. We all have different things that makes us connect with our souls. That is self-love. Yeah. Well, I think this one really caught my attention. And this is another girl who gave her opinion on self-love. So she said self-love to her is not supposed to be detrimental, and make you too comfortable. For her, she believes in getting out of her comfort zone. She believes in trying new things, in, you know, things that will motivate her to be a better version of herself, you get? So for her, she was like, self-love is wanting more and better for your authentic self. That is working on yourself. You know, today you wake up early at 5 a.m. in the morning and you prepare for class and do whatever you can to be able to concentrate in class in order to pass your exams. So for her, that is self-love. That's how she believes she loves herself. Because she's working on different aspects of her life by getting out of her comfort zone in each one of them. You get? Yeah. She also believes self-love is self-discipline. Yeah? Like, you see how... yeah, there's nothing wrong about treating yourself, guys. But once you start eating too much junk, you grow fat and you develop this fatty layers on your body, and of course you'll start feeling okay. For some people, that's a good thing because they struggle to gain weight, which is also another topic that will be coming up very, really, really soon. Yeah, so for her, she was like, what's the whole point of if I treat myself today with chicken and, you know, I buy fatty food, then the next day or like 2 days later, I'm doing the same thing and the same thing. Then I start taking sweets. You know, you're destroying some parts of your body, and that's not self-love because you're creating more damage for your body. So it's all about balancing, even when you're treating yourself. So if today you're doing fatty food, next time go out, buy, you know, healthy stuff like this fruit milkshakes and all. You know, you live healthy also when you're treating yourself. To her, that's disciplining yourself and telling yourself, you know what? Yes, as much as I love myself, there are things I need to stop to change. You know? Yeah, so she saw it as you need to watch what will have a negative effect on you and you avoid them. Just like how I have explained. Yeah, and she does believe that. She said self-love is being the best version of yourself, what you think as a person you need to be, not what other people think you should be. Body shaming. Someone comes and make fun of you because you're fat. Yeah, because I was told there's a difference between being fat and being thick. You get, okay, that is for girls. I'm speaking on behalf of girls, yeah? So people are like, no, and a squeeze you, man. No, nah. What are you doing to yourself? You know, that is so offensive. If you guys don't know, please, can we avoid giving compliments about people's body? Because you never know what they're going through. But anyway, that's another topic for another day. So yeah, you tell this girl how I'm a nona and she needs to lose weight. Like she needs to become slim for you to feel like, okay, she's beautiful enough. But for her, she feels like, no. Okay, yeah, fine, I'm fat, but I believe I can do exercises and shape my body the way it is because probably I'm comfortable being the way I am because you never know. Maybe I have a story of, you know, having these struggles of gaining weight when I was still young. So when I'm having this body, I'm comfortable with it. So yeah, fine. Maybe, yeah, I guess I look fat and all, but I can do exercises and become thick. So apparently thick is you are actually having that big body, but you have a figure. To me, that's what people said. I need you guys to understand something. Yeah? Self-love is actually how you regard yourself. Yeah? Like, do you see yourself having high regards for your own well-being and happiness? You know, like, what exactly do you feel about yourself? To me, self-love is not sacrificing yourself for other people. And don't get me wrong, we all have our different perspectives of self-love. For me, it's that. I mean, like, for example, if I'm not okay, like, if I'm not in a position, if I'm not emotionally stable, I believe in staying away from people until I'm in a position to handle people. Because it can be draining, you struggling with your own emotions and you're not okay. Then someone comes and asks you for emotional support. I promise you, I won't lie that I'll be there for you at that time because I myself am struggling. But I'll always direct you to someone else who can talk to you. You get? To me, that's self-love. Because I chose to think about what I feel in a way that will help people. Because if I start, let's say if I'm struggling with What? Yes, if I'm struggling with some sort of maybe childhood trauma, then you come telling me the like a similar story about your childhood trauma that is actually the same as mine. Of course, you don't know I have that, but you know, when you tell me that, it will trigger me even more. So how will I be able to help you? And I haven't helped myself. You see, sometimes it all starts from how you feel. Like, if you're feeling this type of way and you're still trying to sacrifice that part of you to help other people, you won't help them. Like, in that case, I won't be able to advise that person on what to do because I myself don't know about it. You know, so lying to myself that I'll be able to help someone else yet I'm not okay won't help any of us in any way. Are you getting my point? I hope you are. So I need you guys to understand that the journey to loving yourself will have ups and downs. Let me tell you, today you'll be so much into yourself, like you want to be better and all. But then tomorrow something happens and poop, you're back to zero. Like it goes, there's a time it goes all the way from 100 to zero really fast, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I won't lie to you that self-love is something that you can do in one day and it stops. No, it's something continuous. Yeah, self-love is walking away from anything toxic to your mental health, for real. Yeah, self-love is working on yourself with an aim to become a better version of yourself. Self-love is knowing when to stay away from people in order to get in touch with your emotions. So if you feel like you are emotionally drained or socially drained, please take that break. Take that break away from people. Trust me, it works. I can attest to that because I've done it so many times. And they always come back feeling better. Yeah. So, if you have to take yourself out for dates and buy yourself gifts, no matter how small they are, do that. If you have to go out for nature walks, take photos, compliment yourself, do that. Even at your worst, especially at your worst, be your biggest cheerleader. You know, when you're going through, you know, there are times you wake up and you feel like you really don't love the person you're looking at the mirror, who is you. So those are the days you need to remind yourself of what you have achieved in the course of your living. If you helped someone with an umbrella maybe and it was raining, that is something to make you feel good about yourself. Yeah. If you helped a woman carry her baby in the bus when it was full, that is something to make you feel good about yourself. Like, see the positive sides of yourself when you are going through shit in your life. This is the best version of self-love. I remember those days, quote, let me look for it. So it says, some days are sad girl days, and during those days you spend extra time in bed, you have hot showers, burning candles, warm tea. Other days are bad bitch days. Yeah, you listen to loud music, favorite outfits, you know, you wear your favorite outfits, you know, like there's just lots of productivity. But you need to know that both of them are important, both are necessary. So don't be afraid to listen to what you need. And this applies to every single person. Embrace each side of you in your good and bad days. That is what makes you you. Yeah? So, let's learn to love ourselves more. Yeah? And you need to take care of your own needs first. And that is not being selfish. Do not let anyone tell you that choosing yourself over other people is being selfish. No, it is actually you making room to love other people more. Do you get that? You know, because you'll know and understand yourself better before you deal with people. And this actually opens doors for you to love and receive love, because you will have known yourself better. You will have understood what you need to do on this type of days, on what you need not to do on some days. That is self-love. Yeah. So let me be real with you guys. We all struggle to love ourselves. We struggle seeing ourselves being better. We struggle, like, you know, the things that actually happen to you and you feel like, wow, I think I'm a slut. Yeah, I think I'm a hoe. I think I'm the worst person alive. I think I'm a wretch. You know, all these things go through your mind, and slowly these negative thoughts form an ideology of what you think about yourself in your head, and it sticks. And once it does that, you start having an impression that you are the worst person alive. And that's why you see some people compliment you and tell you, oh my gosh, Alex, you are so nice. Okay, Vo, you are really sweet. And you see yourself as a something completely different, because you have formed an ideology of yourself in your brain. So can we normalize having positive thoughts? And that starts from giving yourself positive affirmations every single day. You know, because there's this quote I saw. The thoughts, what was it? The things you say slowly become the music that plays in your head. Exactly. You see, whatever you keep on saying, it sticks in your brain. And once you start praising yourself and seeing the good sides of you, you get rid of that toxic side of you slowly by slowly. So please, guys, can we normalize loving ourselves more and appreciating the little things you do for people and for yourself? And with time, we'll all be at 100 when we're talking about self-love. Okay, guys? So yes, I really hope this episode will help someone out here. Because I'm not gonna lie, today I might be having a bad day and you're having a good day, and tomorrow it might be you. So please share it with anyone, actually everyone, and normalize reminding people the positive sides of themselves. You will help someone love themselves even more when you don't even know. Okay, guys. So yeah, till next time, guys. Blessings, love, and so much light. I love you all, and thank you for always being a listener of It's Okay, Child.
You know I need from you tonight. Gotta come over, gotta come over. I know we only met tonight, but gotta come over, gotta come over.